in marriage or in a relationship with a woman, penis size is a red herring. What does that mean? So for these women that I saw on Reddit and in different articles complaining about their husband's size and that that was the reason that they were unfulfilled in the bedroom and that it's really starting to be an issue, is a false argument that we use as women to distract from the real issue that we are unfulfilled in the bedroom. That's a red herring. It's a false argument. It's a focusing on details that seem like they're logical or could be true that are misleading and a distraction from the real issue. The real issue for a woman being unfulfilled in the bedroom has nothing to do with her husband's size or a man's size. The real issue for us as women is our own insecurities and inadequacies in the bedroom. As women, and I can speak from my own experience in my younger years and when I first met my husband, we like to have a false bravado that we are highly skilled in the bedroom or we know what we are doing, when in reality we put on a show of who we think we need to be to get the man, of doing and being and acting in ways that we think a man wants, maybe things we see in pornography or in movies, thinking that's how we're supposed to be and this is what men fantasize about or watch and what they want me to be in the bedroom. So we create a total facade being who we think we need to be, when in actuality, if you took away that false bravado and you took away the ways that we act in the bedroom and the show that we put on, and we didn't have that as a crutch anymore to hide behind, then underneath that, we are incredibly insecure and feel incredibly uncomfortable and inadequate in the bedroom. We don't know ourselves. We don't know our bodies. We don't know what we like or don't like with sex. And we have put that responsibility on a man to know how to please us without putting in the work to really know ourselves and then be vulnerable enough to bring who we truly are and what we enjoy into the bedroom. We hide behind the facade of who we think we're supposed to be and that false confidence in our sexual ability. A good description of how we actually feel is, I want you to imagine maybe in high school or college, and I don't mean this in a bullying way or derogatory way, but I want you to imagine maybe the nerdiest girl in school or the most socially awkward girl in school that gets picked on, that the guys don't pursue or don't like, and how incredibly insecure and timid she feels in herself. I wanted to think of a relevant example, and I think most people would still know this movie. It was one of my favorite movies growing up as a kid, from the 90s, called A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks. And it's a movie about, you know, women playing baseball and men went off to war. And it's such a cute movie from the 90s. And there's a character in it that, when they're forming this women's baseball team, the recruiter was, I think it was John Lovitz in the movie. And he goes to see this woman play, and it's her dad kind of showing off her skills. And she's got a hat on that's like covering her face. And she, you know, holds herself like that, just shoulders totally hunched forward. And she hits or pitches, I forget. And John like, whoa, she's really good. And he says, well, let's see her, because part of the league was also they needed to be attractive to pull in the crowd. And the dad says, come on over. And she lifts her head up and kind of smiles. And John Lovitz takes a step back, because she was being attractive wasn't one of her strengths. And she was just very timid and insecure about that. As women, that's how we feel in the bedroom. Take away our facade, who we think we need to be. We have no confidence or understanding of ourselves in the bedroom. So once we marry a good man and we get what we want, you can watch the video that I have on why women really want sex to understand that dynamic. Once we get married to a good man, we get what we wanted. We can't keep the facade up anymore. We don't want to keep the facade up anymore. We've got what we wanted. We don't want to have sex anymore. So that facade comes down. We become shut down, closed off, frigid, because our lack of ability and understanding of our own bodies and our inadequacy. We can't keep that facade. So then the real truth comes out underneath of how we actually feel about ourselves in relationship to sex and in the bedroom. We project that onto our husbands to make it about them and how they show up in the bedroom and how they are sexually, as to why we pull away and shut down to sex. We, like we do in everything else, blame our husbands and how they are the problem. So one of the ways we might project, and a woman might project onto her husband, one is one place being their husband's penis size. That if he's on the smaller side, and under average or even average, then a woman can project her own insecurities and inadequacy onto that, and again avoid the responsibility and accountability of looking at herself. Size is a red herring, and good men, you need to know that it's not the issue. It's a false argument, and it's that, don't buy into that gaslighting that that's the issue. If that's something that you are challenged with and gets brought up in your marriage, whether covertly or overtly from your wife, it's not the issue. It's her insecurities and her inadequacy of in herself in the bedroom. Hello again. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch today. For those women listening who know you are the problem and want a path forward to change your inner turmoil and unhappiness, I have a course for women called the Happiness Program, which is the solution to the unhealthy relationship you have with yourself and the issues and challenges you have in your marriage and your life. You can find a link below in the description to apply for a free course consultation with me. For the good men listening who want a solution to take back the power you've unknowingly given away to your wife, I have a course for you too, called the Marriage Rescue Course for Good Men Only, that teaches you how to rebuild your strength and confidence so that you can navigate the relationship with your wife in a healthy, constructive way. Again, you can find the link below in the description to apply for a free course consultation with me. Thank you again so much for watching, and I look forward to seeing you soon.